It is new from old news, a record out just a few weeks ago called Silver Linings, a tune called Second Thought. Before that, we heard the Memorex version of the band that we're going to go live to in the studio. Joining us from Durham, North Carolina, before their performance tonight at the South Park Tavern, this is the Pinkerton Raid. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Welcome to Excursions.
Thanks so much for having us.
Welcome. You bet. Welcome to the Miami Valley. You were in Columbus last night down in one of the cool venues in downtown Dayton tonight, again, South Park Tavern. And if you would, just give us a sample of your wares.
All right, we're going to play Thin Places.
Death, my friend, a fire from below. It started green, but it turned to red, ripe and rotting from long ago. Burning long to fuel our lives, though the smoke it fills our lungs. Air, it's thin, too thin to breathe. Can we put that fire? Meet me in the thin places where the air and the fire collide. Meet me in the thin places where the wildest spirits fly. Meet me in the thin places where the air and the fire collide. Meet me in the
fly. Meet me in the thin places where the wildest spirits fly. Wildest.
Well,
that just might encapsulate it. That's kind of the title track to the new one.
That's right.
Not technically the name, but it's in there. Plus, the artwork here, which is gorgeous, although definitely not the same subject matter, is very reminiscent of Maurice Sendak.
That's right.
So sort of ties it all, because the wildest, the wild things, the wildest spirits fly. So tell me, what is this wonderful imagery and subjects that you're riding the wave of here?
Well, yeah, I wrote that lyric for that song in the chorus there without thinking about Maurice Sendak. Of course, that was a song that I love, or a book that I loved as a kid.
Yeah.
But my wife pointed it out, and then from there, I thought, whoa, maybe that's the way to present the art for the album. Yeah, I mean, I think overall, that song is sort of the song that sort of ties everything else together, I think, and that's why I took the lyric from that song to be the album title. And it's about, I think, our human connection to one another, and about our human connection to the earth and to nature. And I think that we have gotten alienated from that, and I'm not the first person to say
to
that.
To recognize
lots,
this.
Lots of people are noticing that, and but I think that music is one of the things that can help us do that. Certainly, it can help us connect with each other. And we all have a good amount of experience leading people in sing-alongs. We do that back home every month.
Aww.
Every month, or often, more often sometimes. And that experience is a thing that has kind of shaped this record. I was thinking a lot about what makes a song the kind of song that people will sing decades after it was written, and you know, what makes those classic songs that we tend to sing at these sing-alongs, it's quite a daunting and ambitious and probably arrogant path to try to write that song,
all songwriters are trying to write that song, aren't
I guess
they?
So yeah. I guess so, yeah, yeah. But you can't write that song. It doesn't become that song just because it's written. You know, it stands up over time, over many, many decades and years, and then you'll know you'll know if it worked.
Right. We won't know. It'll be history to judge whether that was effective. Now, wait a minute. When you say sing-along, you lead sing-alongs. Most people say play a gig. So I get the feeling leading a sing-along is a different thing than that.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely distinguish between gigs where we're performing and gigs where we're leading people. And, you know, you take a different approach. Like, we do this at a brewery in downtown Durham where we live. And we actually, they have a stage at the venue, but we don't use it. We actually bring a tiny little PA system and set up down in the middle of the floor. And so people are sort of surrounding us, and we're at the same level. And that's important. You know, we're really there just to help them sing. And I mean, they enjoy, you know, we normally have a saxophone player, and, you know, they love watching him solo. He'll take a little break during the sing-along. So there are some performance aspects of it, but mostly because we've been playing the same songs over and over for a few years now, we just try not to have a set list, and we have about 130 songs in our book. We need charts, you know, we need the music in front of
us,
but we'll take requests and just play it as best we can.
I was gonna say, yeah, I heard several other songs, one of them, me and Julio down by the schoolyard, and the sound check, you guys were just busted into stuff as we were getting the levels set, and so it's not all your music, it's sort of whatever people want to sing.
Oh yeah, the sing-along is not our music. We have written one song which is on the record, for that. It's sort of a theme song of these sing-alongs, but
and what's that song?
It's called Sweet Pictures of Mercy.
Aww.
Sweet Pictures of Mercy, yeah, it's a drinking song.
I didn't think of that right away. Of course it is. We're in studio from Durham, North Carolina, the Pinkerton Raid. They're playing tonight at South Park Tavern with the local band Old News. They're sort of spicing up and making special the Wednesday night open mic tonight. Show gets underway at 9 o'clock. That is the South Park Tavern on Wayne Avenue, just south of downtown Dayton. Would you play us another one?
Sure. This is called Windmills in the Fog, and we've done a good amount of touring in the Midwest, and this came from a few years ago driving on I-65 between
up to Chicago.
Exactly.
In northern Indiana, it is crazy.
Yeah.
How many miles? It's like, is it more than, I think it's 10 or more miles.
It seems like it. It seems like there are hundreds of those windmills, and they're so haunting. They seem like sentries guarding something, you know. For the first time, the other night, we drove it late at night when it was dark, and there were just red lights flashing for miles and miles because they're trying to avoid getting crashed into by airplanes, I guess, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild.
So I love it. Windmills in the Fog?
That's right. Windmills in the Fog.
Great image. This is the Pinkerton Raid on 91.3 WYSO. There you have it. From Durham, North Carolina, our guests today, the Pinkerton Raid. Jesse, which your name is Jesse James, if I'm to believe what's written on this CD.
That's right.
Jesse James DeCanto.
Yeah.
Introduce your band for us, would you?
Yeah, sure. This is my brother, Steven, DeCanto on acoustic guitar so far. John DePew on bass and Scott McFarlane on drums. Yeah, and this is the four piece that's traveling on tour right now. We got a saxophone player, Tony Sally, back home who usually plays with us.
Who's probably conducting the sing-alongs while you're out.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. He's a neuroscientist, so he's working.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah. He teaches. I started a new job teaching at Wake Forest University this summer.
So. In
big nerd.
Winston-Salem.
That's right.
How about that? How do a group of, I won't say unwashed, but I'm just going to say fun-loving musicians hook up with a neurosurgeon? How's that happen?
Oh, wow.
How's that connection get made?
He just, his saxophone playing skills, you know, preceded him.
Yeah.
So we went and asked him to play with us.
Like, hey, doctor, will you come?
That's right.
Join us in song. The Pinkerton Raid, you know, the Pinkertons, you're going to have to give us a little context on the name. Pinkerton, of course, the last name of a Scotsman who formed a security sort of firm back in the 1850s. He was involved in guarding, among other people, Abraham Lincoln. And I guess that one night it was not on the job. And also later, a big part of sort of helping big business bust up unions and worker organizations. So Pinkerton Raid. What part of that grisly portion? Or how did you land there?
Yeah. Right. Right. Well. You know, this particular project, it formed kind of at the end of another band that we were playing in with my family. It was pretty much all family with a couple friends. It involved another brother. Stephen was real young at the time, 18 or 19. And
just a baby.
And he had just barely started playing with us with that band. And then our other brother just, like, couldn't really fit it into his life at that point. And so I went to sort of form something on my own. And I found people on Craigslist at the time. But knowing what I did of Craigslist and of knowing, like, how hard it is to sort of just be with other musicians for an extended period of time. How do you keep a band together if you don't have, like, already long-term bonds of friendship, at least some in some part of the band, at least. And so I thought, I'm not sure this is going to work exactly. And really it didn't over for very long. But I thought, well, when I was trying to come up with a name, maybe if I do something that is related to Jesse James, then I can do a Jesse James and the whatever thing. So if it ends up being that it's just my band, but there are different people playing along the way, then I'll have a way to sort of transition. And so I just did some research on my name. You know, mom says she didn't really think about it when she named me
really?
Jesse James. She just liked the way the name sounded.
It does sound good, but how could you not know?
I don't know. It was the 70s is what I always say. I discovered the Pinkerton Raid. It happened in 1875, and the Pinkertons were going after the James Gang, who were, you know, of course, notorious criminals, but also these kind of Robin Hood figures who were threats to people with a lot of wealth, and so, you know, people with wealth hired the Pinkertons to protect their trains and their money, et cetera, et cetera, and so. So the Pinkertons firebombed the James Ranch and actually killed one of the little brothers, a half-brother of Jesse and Frank. And their mom, Zerelda, actually lost part of her arm in that fire.
Yikes.
Yeah, there's actually a lyric in a Tom Waits song. It's a relatively newer Tom Waits song, Diamond on My Mind. It says, Zerelda Samuels ain't never played. I'm sorry, ain't never prayed. Zerelda Samuels ain't never prayed since she lost her arm in the Pinkerton Raid. I learned all that later. I learned that part of it later. But I just when I read the words Pinkerton Raid, I thought that's a cool. That just lyrically, that just like rings in my ear. So I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, while we were getting that awesome historical context, musicians switched instruments, and a horn has appeared upon the scene, and I like it. So tell us, or show us what this ensemble sounds like.
Yeah, we're going to play a song called Meteors for you. This is a song. Stephen and I actually grew up in New Hampshire, and after college, I moved back there to a place called Portsmouth, and this is a song I wrote based on my experience living in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's called Meteors.
Once on a time, the white spire climbed where only the angels can fly. A morning star, the seaside city's guide, her light shone bright in the sky.
The lead track on their latest record, Where the Wildest Spirits Fly, a tune called Meteors. You can see into getting one of your very own at PinkertonRaid.com, PinkertonRaid.com, or see your way to the South Park Tavern this evening, where our band, the Pinkerton Raid, will be performing as a part of a cool, extra special open mic night at the South Park Tavern with local band Old News. Show gets underway at 9 o'clock. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for swinging wide and delighting us with a few tunes today.
Thanks for having us.
So, I'm just really fascinated by this sing-along. I'm just really, really fascinated by this. So it's like karaoke, but with a live band.
Well, no, it's not like one person comes up and sings. We just kind of lead them. And then we have books. We have all the lyrics in these binders. Binders full of lyrics. And
I was going to say that.
We have this it's this giant suitcase, and there are these, like, just those black plastic vinyl three-ring binders with lyric sheets in them So we drag it out of storage at this brewery. They give us a little space to keep it there.
Nice.
And we have about 80 of them. And that's about how many people normally come. Sometimes
80 people.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Like on a normal Sunday night.
For a sing-along.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of wild. I never thought it would happen this way. But
what occurred to you to start happening it that way?
Well, I was involved in something like that just as a participant at a festival I was at, and I loved it. I thought, gosh, you know, people are just like looking for a place to do something, to produce something, and not just consume. I think we're just consuming all the time,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of what I actually loved about being at South Park. We did this event, the same event last year in March, and I thought, you know, Old News and Charles Hartman and all those guys have like curated this community of people who are there every week. I was really blown away by it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it is that, you know, they're giving a space to performers to do their thing. But it's also because it's an open mic, it's sort of like very welcoming, and it sends that message that like we're sort of all in this together in some way. Even if there is a featured band that's coming to, you know, play most of the night, there are opportunities for other people to perform as well, and I think that just creates a sense of belonging with people in a place and in a community, and it felt very familiar to me being there because of that,
mm-hmm.
because this is what we've tried to do back in Durham.
We're going to hear one from Old News, a part of the beginnings of the evening this evening at 9 o'clock at South Park Tavern. But first, I'm going to play Stella Maris from your CD. Will you introduce it for us, Jesse?
Sure, yes. Stella Maris, this is like a term. It's a Latin term. It means sea star or star of the sea. And I encountered it on a trip to Minnesota. I was jogging around this lake I was at a writing retreat, but it happened to be on a Catholic university campus, and they have all these they have forests and a lake, and the monks who live there, there's actually a monastery there, and they have built this little chapel way out in the woods, a couple of miles around the lake, and it's called the Stella Maris Chapel.
Mm.
Stella Maris is used to refer to the Virgin Mary as a kind of lighthouse. It's the language that's used for the patron saint of sailors or people who live and work on the sea. And I was struck at that time by this other story that the university there, St. John's, just supports the arts in beautiful ways, and they maintain a beautiful art gallery down in the basement. It felt like catacombs. They may even call it catacombs, but it's underneath their big chapel. And I saw this piece. It was like a metal sculpture, more or less 2D, that you're looking at it hanging on the wall. And it's a story of these two saints, a guy named Saint Maurus, which is different from Stella Maris, but Maurus, who was told by the famous Saint Benedict to go save this guy who Benedict just knew was drowning. Saint Placid was drowning in a lake. And Benedict had this vision and said, "See, he's drowning, go save him." And he was, and he went and saved him. And so, like, it was hard for me not to connect that with this idea of the lighthouse and being saved on the sea. And my grandfather had died just months earlier. And so on these runs out there, I was jogging out in the trails to this chapel and just thinking about what happens at the end, you know, and I'm just hoping that there is this lighthouse for my grandfather and for all of us, you know, and not really knowing what it is, but just like it. I think the image gave me some hope. Stella Maris, yeah.
Here it is, PinkertonRaid.com, live on stage at the South Park Tavern tonight at 9. This is Stella Maris.
St. Placid slips beneath. The boy is drowning. The boy is drowning. The spirit moves old Ben. Go and save him. Go and save him. St. Maurus races down. it's placid, placid's placid. Stella Maris, you kept him home. Stella Maris, kept him home. A sailor clings to a rock. Riptide warning, the moon reaches down, grabs their mother, drags her under the shadow dog in the moon. The lights are out, the lights are out. Who can light the lighthouse fire? Where's the star to lead us home? Stella Maris, won't you lead us home? Stella Maris, please lead us home. Stella Maris, won't you lead us home? Stella Maris, won't you lead us home?
The Pinkerton Raid, live on stage at South Park Tavern tonight with Old News and others. It's a part of a special open mic at the South Park Tavern. Thanks for listening to 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton. Springfield is 101.